Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today a federal judge ruled that the White House must return the press pass for CNN reporter Jim Acosta, which, as you know, was revoked after that contentious exchange last week during a press conference. Acosta came out of the court after the judge ruled in his favor.
I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week, and I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today, and let's go back to work.
Well, others are a little more cautious. The judge, a Trump appointee, based his ruling on Acosta's Fifth Amendment right to due process, which the judge said had been violated. The judge did not rule that reporters had a First Amendment right to free speech. And the White House then released this statement. Today, the court made clear that there is no absolute First Amendment right to access the White House. In response to the court, we will temporarily reinstate the reporter's pass. We'll also further develop rules and processes to ensure fair and orderly press conferences in the future. There must be decorum at the White House. And later in the morning after the ruling, President Trump spoke to reporters in the Oval Office and said, "We are writing up rules and regulations." So at least it looks like they could possibly revoke his press pass again if they create a due process. But how is social media reacting? Joining us for our weekly social media news roundup is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robin.
What are you seeing?
Hi there. It's interesting that Judge Timothy Kelly also weighed in on the initial argument from the White House that Jim Acosta from CNN used force with the intern who was trying to take the microphone back from him after he asked a number of questions. And he said, as there was video circulating, now some of the video that was circulating was edited in a playful way, a mischievous way, but some of it was edited to make it look as if Jim Acosta had actually hurt or hit the intern in a forceful way. And the judge actually said that this is likely untrue and partly based on evidence of questionable accuracy. So everybody online who's debating about, is this real video? Did this really happen? The judge actually has weighed in on that as well. NT on Twitter is saying, but where in the Constitution does it say anyone can have a press pass? You laid out, Robin, why the judge made this decision so far. And NT is, I don't understand this. Debate continues about Jim Acosta's style of reporting when he is at White House briefing. So Serenity says, then maybe you should have Acosta reflect on his behavior and apologize to his colleagues whose time he monopolized.
So there are those who are supporting the White House in this.
Absolutely.
It's funny. I just have to say, funny you mentioned those videos because there were such funny videos of, you know, for instance, somebody had Jim Acosta then karate chopping with the young woman who was trying to take the microphone. So the judge actually weighed in and said those were funny. But
he wasn't talking about memes on Twitter, let's be clear. But he was talking about the initial assertion from the White House that he touched the young intern in an inappropriate way. Likely untrue. Huh. And then, of course, there are the celebration memes. And one that caught my eye was a swagger from Woody the Cowboy from Toy Story swaggering through on his meme. And the person who shared this said, "This is Jim Acosta walking back into the White House press room."
That'll be a moment.
I want to turn to another moment. And apparently it was just a moment, but caused a lot of clamor. This is what happened with Ed Skerry from the Washington Examiner, a reporter there, who tweeted a picture of Congresswoman-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And what she was wearing as she was on Capitol Hill, and it looked to be it was a shot from the back, and she was wearing basically a dark suit and carrying a dark bag. But he had a caption that suggested that she might be more wealthy than she admits to being. There was fast and furious blowback. The reporter Ed Skerry eventually deleted the tweet, but there's a bigger picture here, Femi. Tell us about that.
Well, what happened was the picture was taken from the back, so there was some conversation online about it looking like it was a stalker picture. And the quote from Eddie Scarry was, I'll tell you something, that jacket and coat don't look like a girl who struggles. And this goes back to an original story about a week ago where the congresswoman was saying how difficult it was to be able to afford to move to Washington, D.C. before she officially gets her salary. And some people have been supporting that, saying, of course, if you're young, you're a millennial, and you're going into Congress and you don't come from a wealthy background, this is the reality. And then a lot of other people are mocking her. So the conversation escalated very, very quickly. Eddie Scarry called the congresswoman a girl. Dictionary.com, who does beautiful trolls, and she said, well, this is what a girl is. Noun, a female child from birth to full growth. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is not a girl. That is from a dictionary. And then others are using that, this doesn't look like a girl who struggles, exact wording, and then putting up ridiculous pictures of people in very flamboyant outfits. And so the trolling continues. Yeah. But the real sort of depth about this and the conversation about this is that if we're going to have a diverse Congress people, lawmakers, then they should be able to come from different backgrounds without being mocked about how much money they do or don't have. That's the deeper meaning right there.
Or feeling like they're being stalked.
Women are more than their clothes.
Yeah, there's that. And by the way, this is probably why a new study confirms that social media contributes to loneliness, depression, and anxiety. Because people are tweeting out pictures taken from the back of you and you don't even know it about the clothing that you're wearing. Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, helping us take a look at the world through social media this week. Femi, thanks as always.
You're so welcome. I watch so much social media, I probably am lonely, anxious, and depressed. But it's always good to be on Here and Now. You cheer me up.
You hide it well, Femi. Thanks a lot. This is
You're
Here
welcome.
And Now.